Kilo 2 Bravo Sierra Alpha 4, this is November Alpha 1 Sierra Sierra, the International Space Station, over. K2BSA, we've got you loud and clear aboard the International Space Station. This is Colonel Doug Wheelock, and on behalf of my crew, I wanted to wish you all, the folks, a great day down there, and we're looking forward to talking to you. NA1SS. That's a great question. I didn't catch your name, but I caught you from Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Jamboree this year, and I'm looking forward to talking to you folks. Absolutely, scouting has a positive effect on space exploration. Probably the two biggest things that you're learning in scouting and actually developing as a leader is the ability to work well together as a team. You know, it's this flying in space is much like scouting and much like a lot of things in life that difficult to accomplish with one person, but you need good team building skills and good leadership skills to be an astronaut, the same skills that are key to be a good scout. So great question. Well, I think the same obstacles you have, when the dreams that you have that you want to achieve, things you want to achieve, or goals you might have, and it's the very same obstacles when you have people, some people tell you you can't accomplish them, or there's no way you're going to be able to do that, or maybe you run into some challenges, some things that are more difficult for you. The same thought that I have for you is the obstacles that we face when you don't believe in yourself, you know, and the things that it takes to where you really begin to believe in yourself and that you can accomplish your goals. Those are the most important things, and the most important things for you as a scout, and the most important things to becoming an astronaut as well. Hi, Jonathan. That's a great question. In fact, that's the second most important thing that you learn in scouting that you need to have as an astronaut, and that's the skill of problem solving. To be able to look at a problem, because things are going to break if you're working with machinery. Things are going to break, and you have to use what you can, what tools you have, and what knowledge you have about that system to fix it and to make it operate correctly. And so problem solving is a big skill that you really need as an astronaut, and that you develop in scouting. Quinn, great question, and congratulations on your Eagle Scout, and thank you for setting the example for those others that are in your scouting troop and then around you there. And probably the most striking thing about the Earth is how beautiful the Earth is in the backdrop of space, because space is so empty, so dark, and in fact it's so vast that it's frightening actually as you look out into the darkness of deep space. And then when you look back at the Earth, it's like an explosion of color, an explosion of motion and life, and it's probably the most striking thing looking at the Earth is the colors. And it's just like the explosion of life. Yeah, we sure are. And actually, my thoughts are just sadness. Probably just like you guys, we all feel frustrated. And even, you know, I live in the Houston area, which is a little bit west of there. But my heart breaks for the folks down there on the shore where the oil is coming ashore, and for the wildlife and everything. So we can see the oil sheen on the water, and we can also see the fires that they had burning on top of the water when they were burning the oil off. And so it's just a dreadful sight and a terrible sight, and my feeling is probably same as yours, sadness and frustration. Hey, Colin, great question, and of course everything floats in space, and so the things that you have to relearn how to eat and how to drink something out of a bag and how to use the bathroom, all the things that we sort of take for granted when we're in gravity. But it also has an effect on your body in the way of bone loss, and because your body pretty quickly figures out it doesn't really need a lot of bone mass in your legs, for instance, because you don't have to stand upright. So your muscles get tired and get atrophy a little bit, and you lose some bone. And also you get a little bit of fluid shifting in your head, and so it can affect your eyesight as well, because you get increased pressure in your head, and it presses on your eyes, and so it actually changes your vision a little bit as well. Good question. Over. Firstly, great to talk to you again. Well, my primary duty right now, I'm a flight engineer, and I'm going to do a spacewalk on Thursday. Just in 5 days, I'll go outside the door of the space station and walk in space as we repair some things on the outside. And then in September, I'll take over as the commander of the International Space Station. Right now, we have a Russian Air Force colonel that's the commander. And in September, I'll become the commander of the space station. Over. say this.